Dean Richards Sunday morning on WGN, and it's time for
Kids Sports.
Excellent. Kids Sports this morning, and we are pleased to welcome to the program today Amanda Janis. From Oak Lawn, Illinois. Amanda, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Hello.
With us.
Thank you for having me.
How many times have you been in the studio now?
Well, I was on the radio like 2 weeks ago with you, and
right.
Then I've been on WGN News.
Right. You've been on television
year.
Also.
Yes.
Yeah. You're a big TV star also.
Oh, yeah.
Were you here before with the Mother Macaulay Choir?
Yes.
A couple of years ago, maybe?
So. No. 2 weeks ago was my first time.
2 weeks ago was
yes.
Your first time. All right. But also with television, she's part of this amazing Mother Macaulay a cappella choir that we've had on the show, on this radio show a couple of times. And we've had them on television at our somewhat raucous broadcast that we do at 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park every year. And Amanda mentioned to me that you're interested in broadcasting.
Yes.
And, you know, that you're interested in sports. And I said, well, you should do our kids' sports segment, even though, you know, you're quite the young lady. I wouldn't exactly call you a kid. But just for purposes of doing this today, I think we're going to call you a kid.
All right.
Yeah. So tell me what are, you know, besides you're part of this amazing a cappella choir. Beside that, like, what are the other things that you like to do? What are the other things that you're interested in?
I really love performing. Recently, I was in our musical, Les Mis at Macaulay. I was Cosette. And
Cosette, that's a big role.
Yes.
that's like the big, like an emotional couple of moments in the show.
Yeah, yeah. It was a fun part. I loved doing it.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and I love to sing. I sing all the time, and I knew I wanted to keep performing in my life, so I decided I would study broadcasting.
Yeah, and are you a senior at Mother Macaulay?
Yes, I'm a senior.
You're a senior, so you're going to be graduating next summer.
Yes.
Right?
And, in May, I'll
yeah.
be graduating.
And do you know what your plans are after that?
I'll be going to DePaul University.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Not making a last-minute switch to Loyola now to get on the bandwagon? Anything like that?
Oh, no, but I'm so proud of them. We made it so far.
That was great. That was great.
Yeah.
And you want to get into broadcasting.
Yes.
What's your interest in that?
After being on WGN the first time, actually, I was like, this is amazing. I want to...
I think what she's saying is... When she was on WGN, she realized, if those idiots can do this and make a living...
Of course not.
Anybody can do this job. I can easily do a much better job than them.
Oh, my goodness. No, you guys are awesome.
No, you're so delightful that when you've been here with us. And I think it's great that, you know, you kind of have an idea of what path you want to go down right now. Your family must be really proud of you.
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
Your family, who you did not allow in the building this morning.
I just know I would get so nervous with people around, so I was like, you guys have to stay in the car.
That's so funny. So wait, was it Mom and Dad and your brother?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You made them go sit in the car someplace and not come here into the glamorous digs of WGN?
I mean, my mom was going to come in with me, but I was like, I'll just freak out if
right.
I see anyone, so...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it probably helps that you're right in this big window here
yes,
on Michigan
with
Avenue.
The whole city of Chicago
with
right
the whole
here.
City of Chicago can watch you. Well, we're delighted that you're here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Her name is Amanda Janis, and she's here with our kids' sports this morning. Take it away.
Okay. The Cinderella run for Loyola University officially struck midnight yesterday as they lost to Michigan 69-57 in the national semifinal. Loyola led 7 at left. At halftime and held a 10-point lead at one point in the second half, but just couldn't hang on. Michigan will play Villanova in the national championship game Monday night in San Antonio. Nova cruised in its Final Four matchup, beating Kansas 95-79. In baseball, Wellington Castillo's two-run double in the eighth inning put the White Sox ahead for good, as they beat the Royals 4-3. They'll go for the sweep this afternoon in Kansas City. Andy Mazur has your pregame starting at 12:40. First pitch is at 1:15. After a 17-inning marathon on Friday, the Cubs and Marlins went into an extra innings yet again last night. This time, the Cubs topped Miami 8-4 in 10 innings. Chris Bryant cleared the bases with the three-run double in the 10th. In hockey, the Blackhawks are officially off until Wednesday, when they'll play the Blues in St. Louis. This is Amanda Janis on the Dean Richards Show on WGN Radio.
Very nice
Thank
job.
Thank you. I stuttered a little bit.
Very, very, very nice job. I don't know if you noticed there. There's Andy Mazur.
Hello, Andy.
He's up on the
Thanks for the plug. Appreciate it.
right now. That's all. We're all just in this for the name mentions, uh-huh. Amanda. So we're going to give you a $50 gift certificate from Lou Malnati's. So you and the family. You and your family, who you've banished.
Spend it all on them.
Yeah, right. They also cannot have any of the pizza, apparently. Also.
Oh, my goodness. Of course they can have the pizza.
So we're going to give you that, and we thank you for coming here.
Oh, thank
here
you
today.
So much for having
Happy
me.
Happy Easter to you and to all of our friends at Mother Macaulay also.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming in. Now, if your kid, a young man or young lady, is between the ages of 8 and 18, and you think that they would like to be on Kids Sports, we would love to hear from you. Just send a note to me, DeanRichards@WGNRadio.com, and we'll put them down on the list and see if we can get them in here one of these old Sundays.